Have you noticed that brilliant star in the western evening sky over the past few months? That evening star is Venus, Earth's nearest planetary neighbor. Venus' distance from Earth decreases from 69 million to only 27 million miles from late March through early June. Venus is sometimes called Earth's twin because the two planets are nearly the same size. However, Venus has a scalding hot surface of about 800 degrees Fahrenheit due to a carbon dioxide-rich atmosphere and the fact that Venus orbits closer to the Sun than does Earth. One of the brightest and most famous star clusters in the night sky is the Seven Sisters, also called the Pleiades, or M45. Those with good vision can see about seven stars in the cluster unaided, hence the name Seven Sisters. But if you use binoculars, you'll find the Seven Sisters to be a dazzling sight, containing dozens of stars. And astronomers count more than 1,000 stars as belonging to this cluster. The Seven Sisters star cluster is 444 light-years distant. That's 2,619 trillion miles. Despite this seemingly enormous distance, the Seven Sisters is one of the nearest of the thousands of star clusters in our galaxy. Being a nearby planet, Venus appears to move rapidly against the far more distant stars. In fact, the word planet derives from the ancient Greek term for wanderer, and at times, Venus wanders by the Seven Sisters star cluster. From about 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. on April 1st through April 5th, watch Venus as it moves easterly past the Seven Sisters. On April 1st, Venus will appear below the Seven Sisters, but on April 3rd, Venus will appear directly in front of this famous star cluster. This will be a spectacular sight, especially in binoculars or small telescopes. By April 5th, Venus will have moved above the Seven Sisters, but will still be visible near the star cluster, even in binoculars. So take a few minutes on early April evenings to experience this eye-catching happening. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Art Trevina.